It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello! Hello, hello, hello. Yes, get off that couch. Get that extra cup of coffee, or is it time to watch the evening news? Well, I think you should bypass that and tune in now to Mr. B's Neighborhood, because you could be the lucky winner sometime. Maybe you'll be my next guest. You just never know. So grab that coffee, and I bet you're wondering who is in my den today. It is Amy Ryan, who used to be Amy Frakes. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I knew that. Yes. And Miss Amy has recently, is that the word? Relocated?
Yes.
To Forest City. She's going to tell us all about that. And Amy, I would like you to think about answering the question, why did you come back to the green, lush valley of Forest City?
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm you're welcome.
Happy to be lucky caller number 10 to be on the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, so I moved back in May, and okay. I'm excited. I moved because I began a new career. I'm a financial advisor at Edward Jones now. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you asked me that question off the bat. I spoke at the Rotary Senior Honors Luncheon today, and a lot of what I talked about was moving back just because I've realized I really appreciate service and service to my community. And growing up here, I felt that support both from our school district as well as just kind of the people around town. I think anybody who grew up in Forest City can relate to kind of being raised by a lot of different people. It's very community oriented. So I knew in my adult life, kind of knowing where my passions lie, that this is the area that I wanted to serve and what I wanted to do career wise. So all the cards fell in the right place.
Oh, that's great. Where were you living prior to?
I was in Des Moines for about 6 years. So I was I went to Simpson College after high school and graduated Simpson in 2015. And then I moved to Des Moines and I worked for the Senate for 6 years.
That's right. I bet you have stories.
I do. None to share on the radio today.
Oh, darn. She'll save that for her podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's another time and another place. So we'll keep that in mind. So then where did marriage come into play here?
Yes. So I met my husband at Simpson. His name is Reed.
Aww.
And he's from Ankeny originally. Okay. So Des Moines was super easy for the both of us and where mm-hmm. we settled. Mm-hmm. And he is moving back here in April. He's been doing kind of split time with his job right now. Mm-hmm. But look forward to having him here more. And then we have three dogs. We have a small, medium, and large. We've got a Yorkie, a boxer mix, and then we just adopted a senior dog last year who's a Doberman Whippet. They're the light
Maybe
of our
you should
life.
Have your own kennel.
You know, I got a lot of pipe dreams. My retirement has a lot of dogs involved.
I'm not a dog hater. Are you, I'm not trying to let you know that I'm a stalker, but do you live in that big house on the corner?
I did buy my parents' house.
Okay, well, the thing was, I was walking by one morning, and I heard extreme yelping coming from the window ledge, and I saw three dogs of various sizes all trying to outbark each other.
That sounds
and,
like them.
Yes, okay. They were quite cute.
They're neighborhood squirrel patrol. Self-appointed. There's nothing they love more than letting me know when there is a creature in our yard.
I see.
Very friendly. Mm-hmm. They love all people.
Yes.
They tolerate no squirrels.
No squirrels.
None.
Mm-hmm. How do they feel about cats?
We're pretty mixed on that front. Mm-hmm. One's fine. Mm-hmm. One tolerates. Mm-hmm. One dislikes. So there will be no cats in our household. And Reed's allergic, so there really will be no that, cats. We're definitely dog people.
The answer right there.
Yes.
So your husband is in the process of relocating to Fort City.
Yep, just kind of doing more remote work. So he's excited. Absolutely. He so appreciates small town, which is great because, again, it's very different and specific. You know, there's a lot of things that we can pinpoint that are unique to small towns, but pretty consistent. So I think coming from Ankeny, there's a lot of differences, but he's been able to appreciate all the things that small towns have to offer. So I'm grateful for that. And yeah, I look forward for him to get to know people in Forest City as well.
Yes. So again, I love living in this size community or I wouldn't stay. But the thing is, Amy, do you miss any part of some of the attractions of a larger city?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I think Forest City is really well positioned that we're accessible to a lot of things. Obviously, yes. We're 50-50 between Minneapolis and Des Moines. So I don't feel I'm missing out on a lot of things in that regard.
Yes.
But I will say I do miss the food scene in Des Moines. I'm a big foodie. I miss just trying a new restaurant 5 nights a week. Let's be real. I don't cook.
You don't like being in the kitchen?
I don't. Oh, okay. I don't. Mm-hmm. Randomly, I don't know why, the season that I get the most interested in baking is Easter. I made a carrot cake. I made some little Easter snacks.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't really do any Christmas baking.
No.
Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. You don't follow the norm. You choose the off-season.
I do. It's the off-season where I'm strongest. I know my competition is weak.
Oh, God. Anyway. Well, that's wonderful. So I'm glad that you have come back to your roots, so to speak. You know, some people like doing that, and then some people are like, I never want to see that place again in my life. Or I find interesting, when I was teaching, students who would say, oh, I would never go to college at Waldorf. When I graduate, I'm never coming back. And they come back.
Right.
So, you know, your priorities change, your viewpoints, all these things.
Mm-hmm. And I think I can definitely empathize with that viewpoint, but I think it's, you know, easier to appreciate what we have here once you move away.
Yes.
You get to experience something else, but then kind of like what you said, decide what your priorities are and what you value and kind of just make those decisions or conclusions on your own.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about your brother. What's he doing now? And tell me about your mom and your dad, please.
Yes. My brother is in the military.
Yes.
So he's stationed in Georgia, loving his life, doing really well there. Okay. My parents, my mom's in Florida, and my dad is trying to phase into retirement. Mm-hmm. He is working alongside me at Edward Jones, so he and I will be working together for about another 3 years, and then he'll enjoy retirement in Florida. That's his plan, if I ever let him retire.
You like having him around.
I do. Mm-hmm. He's been at Edward Jones for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And so you can just imagine the wealth of knowledge that he has, so really enjoy working with him, and I know he's excited to get to Florida, though, so just enjoy the sun.
Where is your mother previously living in Florida? Where is she located?
They live in Dunedin, which is a little island 12 miles north of Clearwater. So I would say sunny every day, but it's Florida. It, like, is sunny, it's rainy, it's windy. It's a lot like Iowa, just with a higher average temp, so. But no, they love it. Yeah. Yep. But no, everybody's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that is fantastic. So, Amy, you talked a little bit about why you were happy to come back to North Central Iowa. I call the tundra. So speaking, people will ask me, where are you from? I'll say Iowa. They'll say, oh Idaho. No, Iowa. Well, what's part of Iowa? Up by the Minnesota border. They know Minnesota.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. But anyway... So with that, tell me about what you do at Edward Jones. What is your function there?
So I would say primarily what we focus in is just retirement planning, trying to help people strategize how to be most prepared to not run out of money in retirement. Really a variety of things, but a lot of what we do is just based on people's need. So it's hard for me to blanket statement what we do because, you know, it's all about learning what people need and how we can help meet those needs and the service that we can provide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 30 years.
30 years. Isn't that crazy?
Was your father involved with Edward Jones prior to being here in Forest City?
So he was in the military prior. So after he graduated high school, he enlisted in the military and then was in the Ranger Battalion and was picked from the ranks to go to West Point. And then after West Point, continued his military career until 1994. So this was 3 months BA before Amy. He joined Edward Jones.
Okay.
And at that time, he was in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it, loved the city, loved everything that it offered. But it was just kind of big. My dad's from small town Illinois originally. So he had said to Edward Jones, really like what I'm doing. If there's any opportunity to move to a smaller town sometime, I'd love to take the opportunity. And he'd been working really hard, you know, starting his career. He was putting in 12-hour days or longer, and he
sounds like an educator.
Yes. And he had decided on one Friday he was gonna lock up at noon, take his first vacation since he'd started. They were gonna go to a cabin for a long weekend, and he was getting ready to lock the door behind him, and Edward Jones called and said, good news, bad news. Good news, we found a spot for you. It's in a small town, Forest City, Iowa. Bad news, if you want it, you got to move there Monday. Start Monday. So he packed up over a weekend and moved down here. And my mom shortly followed with my brother.
Right.
And then I was born here. I've been born and raised here. And my dad's been doing it since. So that's the story of how our roots were planted here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is amazing. All right. So, Miss Amy, not only are you very involved with your job, but you're also in a couple service organizations.
Yes.
And could you tell us about your involvement in the Rotary Club? What function do you have there, please?
Yep. So I, like you said, I'm a member of Rotary, and I am on the Service Projects Committee. So with that, we do tree project in Forest City. We plant trees. Especially right now, there's a, like, I'm very bad at tree terminology, but I know there's like a tree disease, so we're going to replace some of those.
Okay.
Try and help place high school students in job shadowing positions. Just a couple other things focused on community impact. And love that. Love networking and being a part of that.
Yes.
And then a member of the Lions Club as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with Lions Club, one thing that I've piloted is bringing back the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Well, tell us about that.
Yes, I'm excited about this.
Okay.
I think it's a great project.
Use your platform.
Is this thing on?
Oh, you thought we actually recorded it? Oh.
So the Dolly Parton Imagination Library was started by Dolly Parton, hence the namesake, to provide books to kids. She's big on education and wanted to share that and spread that far and wide. So the Dolly Parton Imagination Library allows us to provide books to kids at no cost. There's no cost to the family. Any kid under age 5 is eligible. And like I said, no cost to the family. There is a cost, heavily subsidized thanks to Dolly Parton, but it comes out to be about $2.10 per child per month. So as the Lions Club, we've been fundraising to cover that cost and provide these books. And then what happens is when kids register, again, any child under age 5 is eligible. If they sign up, they'll receive a book mailed directly to their house, age-appropriate book selected by Dolly Parton's book committee, and just a great way to get people, or kids, I guess, excited about reading and starting those fundamental skills to put books in their hands. And I think they said if you sign up kind of at birth, by the time a kid goes to kindergarten, they'll have 60 books in their own little library collection. So, you know, my mom had a bookstore in town.
Yes, she did.
Enchanted Forest Books. That takes you way back.
It does. How long did she operate that business?
Oh, I think like 6 years.
Okay.
But it was when I was growing up. So all of my like core memories are from there. And we were talking about it the other day and just being so excited to get new books, kind of going through those phases of early childhood books to Junie B. Jones. Oh, my goodness. Loved Junie B.
Oh, yeah.
To chapter books, just everything.
Yes.
And so that's really where I got my love of reading.
Right.
Reading was very accessible to me.
Yes.
And so you know, I think just especially off the heels of the COVID pandemic, yes. when schools didn't operate in their usual form, if we can fill in those gaps and yes. supplement any kids who need reading materials,
yes.
again, it's shipped straight to their house. It's a fantastic program. Mm. And at no cost to the family, no qualifiers besides, again, under age five. So, mm-hmm.
So how, Amy, does somebody go about signing up for this then?
Yes. So if they Google Dolly Parton Imagination Library,
okay.
there's a spot where you can register right online. Super easy. You basically just put your child's name, birthday, okay. and mailing address.
Okay.
And it'll show you that there's that it's eligible in this area because it's covered by United Way, kind of covers six counties.
I see.
And then, which is probably our listening area. And then the Lions Club covers basically any zip code that the Forest City School District serves.
Oh.
So that'll show them that. Otherwise, they can always stop by my office at Edward Jones. I'm in the office next to the movie theater, and I have paper forms that they can sign up as well.
Oh
so
gosh.
It's great. The go ahead.
Well, are you aware of how many people in the listening area here are already taking a part of that?
It's probably much more in the listening area, but okay. in the Forest City Community School District area, I know we have 60 registered so far.
Okay.
So we're making progress. We'd love to have everybody registered just because it's such a great program.
Yes.
So
how often do you get a book then?
You get a book every month. Every single month. And like I said, age appropriate. So they kind of change as you grow up, and they're always different. They're selected new ones every year. The first book that every kid gets, regardless of age, is The Little Engine That Could.
Oh.
And it's got a little inscription from Dolly just talking about the importance of the program and what it means to her.
Oh.
It's
what
great.
A lovely American tradition or
yes.
institution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But Dolly would look at herself as an institution, but she truly is.
She is.
I mean,
she really is. I think she's done so much good with her wealth to be so generous.
Yes.
I just read a article that Dollywood is kind of a conglomerate now, just giant, and she said any employee there, so I think she employs 11,000 people, if I remember correctly, and any employee who wants to pursue higher education, she'll pay their tuition. So, again, I just think the passion behind education is so great because that's the gift that keeps on giving.
It really, truly is. And she's now a published author, too.
Yes.
With James Petter.
Yes, Run, Rose, Run. I just finished it.
Did you like it?
I did, and I actually listened to it as an audiobook.
Yes.
And so Dolly, was the voice behind her character. And
she has a soundtrack.
Album. And I was disappointed that they didn't play it alongside the audiobook. I thought I'd be fully immersed and just sit there and, let go. No, but it was good. Did you read it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I won't ruin it. I won't give you any spoilers.
Okay.
Spoiler. Rose Ran.
Well, I'm not reading it now. Thanks a lot, Amy. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Okay, so you're very much involved with Edward Jones and your community efforts,
mm-hmm.
and you're bringing your husband on board, which is wonderful. So what would you say would be the major memories you have of growing up here as a child here in Forest City? What did you like about it? The school, the friends, the activities, or what, Amy?
What's not to love, really?
Okay, well, then we answered that question.
No, I just remember I appreciated growing up. It was a very safe community. I played outside all day long without my parents having to worry about, what time I came home or checking in just because it's safe.
Right, right.
I don't know if I loved it as a child, but in hindsight, appreciated that everybody's always looking out for you.
Yes.
Everybody's tattletaling on you.
That is.
You can't get into any trouble as a kid around here. It's really hard
to. I think
to.
That's true about everyone.
Yes.
Somebody's going to tattle.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But just a good way, again, to keep kids accountable and kind of push them in the right direction and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to and keeping everybody on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. So, again, Not as much fun as a kid.
No.
But definitely something I appreciate in adulthood. I talked about in my speech today, just being in the smaller community. You know, again, my husband going to Ankeny, you kind of find your niche and go for it. Whereas in Forest City, you can do multiple sports. You can be in band. Yes. You can be in choir. You can be on committees.
Yes.
Just super involved with everything at the same time without sacrificing your academics. So I just really appreciated that culture and that it's the school district is so supportive of that. And I kind of made that parallel too about coming back to Forest City and having that support. Another thing I do in my free time is host a 5K for Tunnel to Towers. That's a 9/11 memorial organization. And it gives back to veterans and first responders. So for example, my a member of my brother's unit was killed in combat. He earned a Medal of Honor for his sacrifice. And when he was killed, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation stepped in and paid for and constructed a home for his surviving wife and daughter.
Oh my God.
So things like that to serve those who serve us. And
Absolutely.
So I host a 5K here in Forest City every summer for that.
Okay.
And
is that in coordination with Pucker Brush Days or?
This one's not.
Okay.
No, we had talked about that, but we'll be doing it August 13th this year.
Okay.
And yeah, I just really, really appreciate how the community has embraced that. Actually, both here and in Forest City and in Lake Mills, they've just been stellar support, especially our fire station, just to embrace that and help run with that and, you know, do a lot of good. That's our saying at Tunnel to Towers. Let us do good.
Oh, what a great motto. And how many, have you had it just once in Forest City then?
We've had it a couple times. We didn't have it, we did have it last year, but we didn't have it the year prior because COVID. And then I think one or two other years, but it's grown every year. I think we had just shy of 200 people last year and raised just shy of $20,000.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, again, really appreciative of the support that allows us to keep getting bigger and better and making an impact.
Does that take a lot of organization on your part, or do you have a committee that helps you? Or
I do. I have so many great volunteers. They're wonderful. They really help alleviate a lot of the, you know, burden of planning, just because I can delegate and trust them 110% to get things done. That helps quite a bit. But that said, it is many months in advance that we spend planning. But at this stage, it's really easy just to kind of, you know what we need to do and just a matter of doing it. So yeah, it's great. I really, like I said, love coming back here and feeling supported and encouraged and having everybody meet me there and be a part of it.
Well, you know, so many times people say that volunteerism is dead, but you're surely an example of how that is not true.
I love it. I just love it.
that's amazing.
I just think it's important because, like you said, it's easy for people to talk about it, but if you aren't putting action behind your words, then what's it for?
Yes, exactly right.
And I think I've benefited from, again, a lot of a lot of that support and a lot of just a lot of things in the community that have been directed my way. And so, you know, I want to show that support by giving back.
So, as I've been asking my other guests today, what are some of your, if I haven't asked this already, remember I am in my 60s. your hobbies and interests?
It should come as no surprise. My main hobby is hanging out with my dogs.
That's okay.
Love walking my dogs.
Maybe she had a reality program.
Oh.
Me and the dogs.
There you go. You can be my agent. That sounds great. No, I love reading. I do. I love reading in my free time again. Just love. I think I'm a big believer in lifelong learning. And I have a fun book club. Shout out to my book club. So, yeah. I'm a part of that here now, and really honestly, because I'm involved in a lot of things, I kind of consider that my hobby is volunteering, just because of the time that it takes to plan everything and get everything in the work. So I'm always trying to grow my projects bigger and better, and feel like I do that in my free time. I like to travel. I got some trips planned this year, so that will be fun.
And where are you going to go? Of course,
Up next, North Carolina. That should be fun. Our big trip this year, we're going to Cape Town, South Africa. pick your job.
Wow. And what's the motivation for going there?
I don't know. It's just been on the top of my bucket list. I've had that in Greece as the two places that I want to visit.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really pretty. It's a coastal town, mm-hmm. but also kind of has lush mountains. Mm-hmm. I think it's really pretty, and I've not been to Africa yet, so the timing was right, and we just thought we'd go. So
good for you.
It'll be me and Reed, and we're going in November, and I definitely am excited about that trip.
Oh, the dogs aren't going?
The dogs will not, regrettably. I would take them if I could, but I do not want to know what that airfare would cost. Unless they could sit on my lap the whole time.
Yeah, well, there you go. So my next question is, do you take the dogs walking or do the dogs take you walking?
It depends.
I see.
If I'm walking them, it's me walking them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're all together, I am just in tow. I had somebody ask me the other day if I'm a runner.
Yes.
And I consider myself a jogger.
Okay.
I can lace up some shoes and go.
Okay.
However, I'm not a runner, so I unfortunately had no choice but to tell him I'm nothing but drag weight for my dogs. I leash them up, they run, and I am just there to slow them down. They just pull me along. One I can manage, but my two bigger ones.
Oh my God.
They're power horses. My Yorkie, yes. I will not say the same for him.
No.
He is 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I am in control
God.
All times.
5 pounds!
He's tiny.
Oh, but does he hold his own weight, so to speak, with the other
dogs? He thinks he does.
Ah. Yeah.
He thinks he's big dog on campus. Just ask him.
Well, I'm going to be parading by your house sometime, and I'll just...
Well, they'll alert me.
Do they, I don't mind getting, this is not all supposed to be about dogs, but do they bark throughout the night, like at various
No,
things,
they're or? Really oh. sweet angels.
Oh, okay.
It's really just if nobody's home and they're bored,
okay.
that's when they go on squirrel patrol.
Squirrel patrol.
They have nothing better to do. They can't read or write.
No, illiterate.
They are, which is why, circling back to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, the importance of education.
Oh, I guess that's a good... reason to do that. Oh my gosh. So, okay, in our last moments here, Amy, what was your motivation when to be involved? Tell me about your, I'm not going in a certain order here, as you can tell, but your involvement with the Iowa Senate. What did you do?
Yeah, so I worked as a constituent services representative. So
okay,
my...
What's that in English?
I don't really know a good word for it. That's a that's a good question.
Yes.
But I'll break it down.
Okay.
My role was basically just to serve Iowans, to put it very simply, to serve Iowans. So what I did was, if any Iowan was having an issue with a federal agency, I tried to help be the mediator and push things along. Every federal agency has congressional contacts, so kind of people who are there solely to help... address any problems that are brought to their attention through members of Congress. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what I worked with was Social Security Administration, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, mm-hmm. and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Mm-hmm. So a whole host of issues. Definitely no day was the same and no case was the same because it was all personal. Mm-hmm. But really my job was to be an advocate and make sure that everything got solved and in a timely manner, and I loved it. I really did, because I just think it's a resource that a lot of people don't know exists.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to be that, again, advocate and push for things to get fixed for the people of our great state, I had a great time.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It sounds like it would be very, very different, like you said, every day.
Yeah, it was. No day was the same and no issue was the same, but
my goodness.
Kept things interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would you ever think about doing something like that again?
Or? No.
No. Okay, now there must be a story behind that.
No, I just, I when I left high school and got to college, I thought I wanted to be in politics.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I'll circle back to my speech this morning.
Yes.
My major was integrated marketing communication,
mm-hmm.
and then they merged that or rewrote that into PR,
mm-hmm.
and I said PR is code for responding to a crisis that you didn't create.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, I went into politics and thought maybe I wanted to do communication for a congressman or be in politics,
mm-hmm.
and I said communication in politics is responding to a crisis you didn't create for people who are not going to agree with you anyway.
That's correct.
So I kind of, once I actually got into it, I just was like, I don't really know if this is if this is for me. I'm very much a, again, a doer, not a talker. So for me to be kind of on the behind the scenes and just being that advocate, I think is more my shtick.
Yes.
So I appreciated it, though. Obviously, coming from a military family, thought it was fun to work for the government and kind of saw it as my public duty or public service.
Absolutely.
So I definitely enjoyed my time there, but no further political ambitions.
Okay. Well, never say never.
I'm saying never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you, Amy, before I let you go, that you found your shtick, so to speak, here back in Forest City.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason why I wanted to have you on the program, is to let people know that highly intelligent people as yourself come back to Forest City and are happy with what Forest City has to offer.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. And I think, you know, as evidenced by you inviting me onto the show, that it's just, I felt very warmly embraced by everybody and definitely appreciate reestablishing connections and running into people and getting to know everybody kind of in a new dynamic. You know, I knew everybody before when I was in school, and now I'm a certified adult. So
you have the paperwork and everything?
I do, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just been great. It's just a different, you know, a different capacity to have these friendships, and it's been great.
I hope that you and your husband will have many, many years here.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to the day that your dogs and you and your husband will have your own reality program.
Yes.
So we can follow these.
Keep me posted with contracts you find. Send them my way.
So, Amy, thanks for being a part of Mr. Bertelsen's Neighborhood. And once again, remember, folks out there, that you can get books for your children under five.
Yep.
So just Google
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
There you go. And you get a free book every month.
Yes.
A gift from Dolly.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you, and amen to you, dear.
Well, all thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.